Even if you're not aware of the contentious ongoing roadless rule debate, you've probably heard of Vogue, the high-end fashion magazine. Now, imagine combining the two, a Vogue cover with dense federal policy.
Right across the top in capital letters, it says Vogue. And we have Vogue Tongass, and it's called the Land Back Issue.
That's Marina Anderson, a tribal administrator at the Organized Village of Kasan. She's on that reimagined cover of Vogue, which includes headlines about real ordeals tribal governments have faced. It's posted to her Instagram page. Anderson isn't the first person to use a mock-up of a Vogue cover to make a point. A Black Oslo-based student started a Vogue challenge over the summer to promote more diversity on the magazine's covers, which have been photographed by mostly white males. Anderson says she's been meaning to write a thank you note for the inspiration. She thought this approach could also be applied to educate people about problems at home.
So immediately it's able to draw somebody in because it's something that we're familiar with, which is Vogue.
But depending on how closely you keep up with the news, you might not be aware of the major management changes underway in the Tongass National Forest. In 2018, the state of Alaska petitioned the United States Department of Agriculture for an exemption to the roadless rule. That would mean the rule that prohibits road building in parts of the national forest wouldn't apply to Alaska. Proponents say the exemption could open up access to logging in the Tongass, among other economic boosts. But lots of people, from commercial fishermen to tribal governments, have voiced strong opposition. There are concerns about what this can mean for deer and salmon habitat and climate change mitigation. Recently, 9 tribal governments requested another federal process to establish a traditional homelands conservation rule. The idea is to protect important areas for Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian peoples. All of this is complicated, and that's where the Vogue cover fits in.
I've been hearing that because it was catchy and easy to really follow along with the Vogue covers on social media, they were finally ready to learn about it.
Several Indigenous leaders and social media influencers have joined the cause, sharing their own Vogue Tongass covers. The posts are linked to a website that helps people generate letters to their elected local officials and the Secretary of the USDA.
A priority of the campaign was to be able to reach young people to keep the momentum up. A lot of us have a big, large web, and we have the know-how to be able to click fast on these little phones and make things happen.
Richard Peterson, the president of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, has been following the proposed changes to the roadless rule closely for a long time. But he only recently learned about the Tongass edition of Vogue.
I had many people reach out and say, hey, where's your Vogue cover? I was like, what?
Peterson now has his own Vogue Tongass cover, which he posted on Instagram. He says he was delighted to see this innovative way of getting the message across.
I think a lot of people really don't understand what the tribe's concerns are right now. And I think that's how we can start the conversation and begin educating.
Marina Anderson thinks that's a conversation young people should be prepared to have. The roadless rule is something that's been an ongoing topic in Alaska for decades. And it's a debate that doesn't seem to be going away.
If we're going to have to fight this fight again in another 10 years, we're going to need these people ready.
So far, she says 500 people have submitted letters supporting tribal governments. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.